58-21.
The Prez decides to go to Afghanistan to boost the morale of the troops. We'll talk about it. Also now, at least 37 people dead as a result of two explosions in a Moscow subway station. Oof. So far, no word on whether any Americans happened to be in that crowd, or whether there were other foreigners in the crowd either. In the meantime, everybody's talking about health care reform, either thumbs up or thumbs down. A recent Washington Post poll shows that there is still some deep divide in this nation over whether the reform was the right way to go when the Democrats said aye again and pushed it through. Obama is basking in health care reform and calling it the best part of his first year in office. Actually, this has swung into the second year. But there, as I said, is a deep divide, not surprisingly, since no Republicans went for it. Republicans are extolling the evilness of health care reform while the Democrats are dancing in the streets. The Democrats could pay the price at the midterm election point, when so many find that their seats are up for grabs, in fact, all of them, in the House, and people are still bitter over this 13-month battle. As part of the Sunday swirl, that's where we're going to start here on America Tonight, Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina explains why this was such a piece of crud.
Well, I think it's going to be on the Medicare front that we're going to take $570 billion out of Medicare, which is already $34 trillion underfunded, and give it to somebody else. So the legacy for Medicare is going to be devastating. If you're a senior citizen in South Carolina and New York, you're going to lose your Medicare Advantage. The legacy on taxes is going to be enormous. From 2014 to 2023, $1 trillion in additional taxes. The legacy for student loans is going to be terrible, because in this bill, the federal government takes over the student loan program. And if you think Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac did a good job with housing, wait till the government runs student loans. $9 billion taken out of the student loan program to pay for health care. So the process that led to this bill was sleazy. It was the worst of Washington. It was not transparent. The substance of this bill is massive in terms of taxes and compromising Medicare, and there's a bunch of tricks and gimmicks in the bill, like you've heard about AT&T is going to come up and bite the American people. So we're going to have a spirited civil contest on the size and shape of government, and health care will be center stage.
Well, I agree on the size part especially. I'm about smaller government. I feel when you get too much government in the mix, that's when things are messed up. I mean, tell me the great programs that you think that have been run by the government. I can think of just a few that I can count on less than one hand. So we move from Graham's comments to Chuck Schumer, who, for even a personal reason, which he throws out and makes sense, he says this is the best thing that could have happened.
Well, I think as people learn about the bill, and now that the bill is enacted, it's going to become more and more popular. And here's why. Two things happen, David. First, the lies that have been spread, they vanish because you see what's in the bill. We had death panels in the summer. People are going to see there are no death panels. Illegal immigrants are going to get health care. It's clear that's not true in the bill. And the number one lie that bothers people is you'll lose your insurance if you have it now and you're pretty happy with it. I had a firefighter come to me at the Rockville Center St. Patrick's Day parade last Saturday. He was all upset. He said, I'm going to lose my health benefits. I said, where do you work? He said, I'm a New York City firefighter. Well, this bill isn't going to touch his benefits, which are very good. And as we go through the next several months, he'll learn that and feel much better about the bill. Then at the same time, the positives are going to start weighing in. Senior citizens will get much better opportunities to buy prescription drugs, which we know they care about. Small businesses will get tax breaks, so they'll be either able to cover their employees, many small business people want to but can't afford it, or keep the coverage if they have it already. People will be less likely to have their insurance policies canceled when they get sick. That's a big thing to people. Right. And then there's a little hidden one, just one final one. If you're up to 26 years old, you can stay on your parents' health coverage. My daughter is graduating from law school. We told her the day after she graduates, she's on her own. She has a job in September, but she was fretting. What does she do for the 4 months? Does she buy health insurance for $1,200 a month? Well, she called me up at midnight after the bill passed and said, Dad, I'm covered. Senator, I feel great. There are going to be millions of calls like that. So I predict, David, by November, those who voted for health care will find it an asset. Those who voted against it will find it a liability.
All right, I say liability at this point. There's no question, but you've listened to what I've had to say for the past year and a half, even before that. Mark in Long Island, right at the top of the show, you get a crack at it. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hon. Really quick. Barron's Magazine wrote a column about the health care. It basically boils down to this. No matter what Chuck Schumer says, they're just beginning. Their ultimate goal, as Dennis Kucinich has said, is single payer. They want to take over every single thing. They're going to fight and fight this for the next 40 years, just like they did Medicare, Medicaid, and everything else. So basically what he's telling you, you're going to end up paying for it. But there was, I just wanted to mention that because that's what I wanted to call. But then my heart started racing because I was reading the scroll on Fox News here. And when they came into the listen to your show, that caller at quarter to the last hour, I thought he was you set him up as a guest because he was so clear and precise when he was talking about the militias.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, and God bless you, the former police officer, she said that she spent mm-hmm. time with the militia groups. And I got really upset because I just happened to pull out this book by Alan Bach called Ambush at Ruby Ridge. And he basically mentioned how the FBI Special Operations Group, from the U.S. Marshals Service, killed Randy Weaver's wife while she held her baby in her hand. This was on August 21st, 1992. And no one's really ever been held accountable for that. I didn't finish the book, and I have a video on it. The reason I bring up Ruby Ridge, no matter what you believe about Randy Weaver, whether he was a white separatist or anything else, he, like the woman said at the top of the hour, just to reiterate, he wasn't bothering anybody. He wanted to be left alone.
Right.
Now I see that a Michigan FBI office was involved in this in Iowa and Indiana or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
as Alex Jones has said, and some people know where I'm going to go with this, the MIAC report and Homeland Security, it's never been about Muslim terrorists. It's been about militia, so-called militia groups, Second Amendment people like myself, gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans. This is what's next, Kate? Are we going to have another Ruby Ridge or another Waco, which they did? Basically, under Bill Clinton and the Democrats, I should say these far-left progressives like Ed Schultz. I'm bringing everybody in that you talked about because the Southern Poverty Law Center, they mentioned this stuff. I mean, did they set these people up? I'm not taking their side yet, but I sure as hell am not going to believe that they're going to trump up some charges to come after people because the militias know something that we don't know, this is of a pace of what I told you when this guy was elected. With the people that are behind him, that put him in office, that he has nominated for all these recess appointments, who are his czars, they're coming after firearm ownership, firearm owners. And this is the same crap that Bill Clinton did when the feds and had assistance from people like Jana Davis said in her book, The Third Terrorist. They brought down Oklahoma City, and sure enough, McVeigh was the scapegoat, which was a bunch of crap. The guy did not blow the building up, and Bill Clinton tried to blame Rush Limbaugh on talk radio. Can you see a pattern here, Kate? This is driving me nuts.
Yeah, do other people think that there is a pattern here? Certainly if you do and you think you can connect the dots. I understand what he's saying about the... Thanks, Mark. I understand what he's saying about the gun charges, and that could be worrisome because some of the people that are arrested, they're saying, they being the FBI, saying it could be gun charges that they're pursuing. It's going to be interesting to see what happens on Monday. More on that on the flip side.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Better than I knew myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big
black. The militia raids in 3 different places, Ohio and Indiana and Michigan, brings a big question as to whether the Christian militia were the targets of the FBI raids. Were they justified or not? And a lot of people are saying, listen, this really stinks. And I think Mark's analogy, Ruby Ridge, was a good one. Are we going to find that these are people that are law-abiding citizens who are getting, roused about unfairly? Or are there going to be some charges that can stick? So they got these federal warrants and they're sealed. Not much is leaking out, but it's looking like gun charges on a couple of the people that were picked up. But what really is going to stick? What kind of threats or whatever? It doesn't seem as though there were any threats. In fact, on the one group, and I've already said this. On the website, they quoted, there was a quote, just prepare to defend all those who belong to Christ and save those who aren't, is pretty much what it said, something along those lines. And that was that Christian militia group. And they were on their property in southwest Michigan, and they were raided by the FBI. And I'm very curious as to the entire list of charges on Monday that'll come out in court, and you can twist everyone in the FBI, but it's sealed and not too much is leaking out. We do know that it's about survival training, but that's a lot of what the militia does. And the Michigan militia, certainly we've talked about the Michigan militia, which is a larger group, what they've done over the years, and their whole idea is they have these monthly training sessions, and it's about survival tactics and training and shooting practice and all that kind of stuff. And as for the ties to the Michigan group and Ohio and Indiana, if it's, if you know, you've got permits, if you have people who are doing things that are legal, then I don't know what they're going to really nail them on. And anything that was on the website didn't seem at all over the top to me. So what ultimately did the raids yield? A lot of illegal guns? That is the thought. I did get, in saying last hour how I had gotten a text from a former FBI guy, I did get a text back also saying that it looks like it could be a cache of arms for whatever that means. But we'll certainly be talking about it on our next America Tonight. And that would be a great time to decide whether it was fair or foul. If this is a group that is following the letter of the law, then look out as to that gray area. I think it could be a big mistake by the FBI. But if they have all their, all their I's and T's crossed, and there is something justified, that's a different story. But we won't know until the court appearance. This is one thing we do know, and it's infuriating, and I have no problems taking shots at the Catholic Church for this. You can't blanket statement anyone. We say this constantly. But you have a lawyer who's wants to take this all the way up the ladder to go after the Vatican for these abuse cases. And sadly, what's happened is the Catholic Church really hasn't taken much responsibility for the abuse. I think there needs to be more apologies issued, and there needs to be more appropriate actions when evidence is flushed out and these abuse cases come to light. I mean, it's great that these dioceses have been sued and have had to pony up so much money for the disgusting acts of some of the priests. But we're talking about destroyed lives here. And why, oh why, a priest isn't excommunicated, in other words, booted from his role as an instrument of God for the Catholic Church, and instead of being reassigned. Now, supposedly that's happening, but so many years of the abuse and so much of this coming out of the woodwork, I don't blame the man whose own 8-year-old daughter was molested by a priest who was supposedly had turned to a therapist, went from the Catholic Church to becoming a therapist for children. I don't blame this man for going after these priests with the vengeance that he has, because he's won millions of dollars for lots of different people over the last 2 decades, and says that, quite frankly, if you look at the documents, you can trace the cover-up all the way up the chain. Now, if that is true, I think that he should pursue it and they should go as far as they can with it, because somebody needs to be accountable for what has happened to too many, not just men, because young girls too, young boys and young girls. Somebody needs to be accountable for that. And I think that's the problem with the Catholic Church, the deny, turn the blind eye, and it's wrong. I mean, it's flat out wrong. I don't know how anybody can stand up for the church and say they're getting slammed, because, frankly, they deserve to get slammed. I understand with some of the things that are being written, the crazy blanket statements, but we hear that about everything, whether it's Muslims, whether it's Christians, whether it's Tea Party people. I mean, the generalizations and the stereotypes are out there. However, there's no doubt that there was abuses here, and it should be pursued all the way, as far as possible. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Oh, yeah, just, heard about the Michigan militia.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any, coincidence that the commander-in-chief is in Afghanistan at the same time that they do this. You know, maybe they planned that out, okay? Maybe they said, hey, you know, so they can't have the president. We'll have him with our troops at the same time that we're raiding these militias. But, you know, there's a bunch of, I mean, that's what I think. What do you think?
I'm saying no to that one. As much as I can jump on a theory or two, I don't think that that was, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think the question is are they rousting these people in a show of muscle and as a threat to other militias and other groups? Do they have hardcore evidence against, you know, whatever the groups are going to be charged with? I don't think, and you can't trace it back to Congress because we already know that's out of the game. So none of them are being traced back to anything to do with threats or Congress or anything like that. I don't think that the saying the president is Afghanistan is on purpose, because then they could have these three raids and then he's not going to be asked questions about it, because he will be. I'm waiting to see ultimately what's going to be said in court, because I'm dying to know the charges, because it's, to me, it's very vague right now.
Well, you know, it's all about charges. They can just keep throwing charges at you day and night, day
yeah.
after day. And then they just say, I'm sorry. Tomorrow we'll be back with another warrant.
Well, but, here's the thing. If you're right about that, if they can keep throwing charges, but then if I'm some of these people and it's all bogus, crap, nonsense, then they need to hold court with the media. And we'll talk about it, and more people need to be aware of it. Give us the follow-up on it. If it's all bogus nonsense, then the FBI needs to be exposed for what they're doing here. And we know that this has happened in the past. You're right. I mean, hey, go gig them here. Let's, it's a shell game. Let's move on these people as a warning to other people. Blah, blah, blah. And you're right, it could be thrown out. Absolutely. I'm not saying that that's not possible. I just don't think there's a connection with the Obama and Afghanistan thing.
Well, I do. I think that they thought it'd be a great time for them to do this, because no one's going to ask them these questions over there in Afghanistan. And but, you know, we'll just have to disagree on that, lady.
That's what I like about this show. You can call me and disagree, Tomas. All right, you have a good one. We're just going to have to disagree. Yeah, there's no way. I mean, come on. I mean, Tomas, as much as you don't like Obama, I mean, think about it, dude. He went to Afghanistan to make the big rah-rah statement there, to rally the troops, to say, we're here, we're involved, we're digging in, Karzai, you need to cut the crap, get rid of the corruption, whatever. Because now he's flying high off the health care reform thing. And so it has nothing to do with that. And in fact, what will happen anyway is Obama will be grilled about whatever comes out of this FBI scenario with these militias whenever it is that he comes back. It was just 6 hours in Afghanistan. So when he's facing the press corps again, certainly he can be asked those questions and we'll address it. Hang with us, much more on the flip side.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Kate, hanging with you here across America and every nook and cranny, east and west and all those spots in between, including all the places where the FBI decided to hold those raids. So speaking of the FBI, was it a ruse or for real? What say you, America? 800-259-5791. It's easy to pound the FBI, and we could throw out examples of, oops, I don't think we meant to do that. It would be easy to do that, but there is a chance that perhaps there's more than meets the eye here, since everything has been really closed-lipped around the FBI and not too much has been released. There might be guns charges. I heard possibly a cache of guns, so I don't know. What does that mean? How many illegal weapons could they have found if that's what the charges are related to? So I reserve my right to pound the FBI into the sand if, in fact, this is a ruse. Let's just say that. You can also sound off on the Catholic Church and the lameness of not taking responsibility enough for some of the abuses that have happened. Now, yes, there are many people who have stepped forward and apologized, many bishops, many dioceses, etc. And it's been an incredible black eye on the church that is trying to recruit, in fact, more people into the religious order, as they have a shortage of nuns, and there has been in some areas a shortage of priests. But I don't think you can ignore the abuse of power ever in any walk of life, particularly under the name of religion. That's what gives religion a bad name in the first place. And to just ignore it, as the Catholic Church did for so long, it creates ultimately what now has become this hysteria, and rightly so. It's a disgusting story about the priest and the abuse of the 200 deaf boys at a school in Wisconsin. Of course, he's dead, so you can't, there's nothing that can happen there. But what kind of cover-up went on as high as the Vatican, and how far did it go? The Pope is basically shunning the whole thing, and the Vatican is saying it's innuendos and gossip and nonsense, and this is Holy Week, and they're not addressing any of that. But there is a lawyer in Minnesota who wants to take it as far as he can. Remember, the Pope is a head of state, and the Vatican is his own little world, so we'll see how much evidence there is in the documentation he says he has and just how far the story will go. In fact, here in America Tonight, we're going to try to get the lawyer on to find out more about the specifics of pursuing that case. To lighten the load here for a second, a couple of quick ones, since we always give you that cheap movie review, you know, Thursday/Friday heading into the weekend. If you have grandkids, kids, or you just like animation, baby, How to Train Your Dragon was tops at the box office. It raked in $43.3 million for 3 days. Now, what's interesting is almost 12% of that cashola came from IMAX theaters, and we're talking about 3D. So you better get ready. If you don't like 3D, you're going to be put out to pasture. I'm wondering how many movies we're going to walk to or walk into in the future where you have to have those 3D glasses. Matt, do you like 3D? Are you a 3D guy?
The last 3D movie I actually saw was whatever that Michael Jackson thing is at Epcot Center, like back in the 80s. I don't even remember what it was called now.
Oh, I know
Captain
what you mean.
EO,
Captain EO, yeah.
Something like that.
I saw Captain EO, yeah.
That's the last 3D movie I think I've seen. Because I didn't get on board with the Avatar thing yet, so
uh-huh.
I'm kind of behind the times, I guess.
They're
having 3D TVs too.
I think it could be cool, but I don't want to see every movie where everything is flying out of my face.
You might get motion sickness.
Same thing with me. I mean, that sounds funny to say, but I think Matt's onto something. With the things flying up in your face, the last 3D thing I saw was in Disney World, and it was all the characters and the things they did, and I mean, I don't know how to describe it. It was like a Mickey Mouse experience, and it was cool, but there were a lot of things in your face. Donald Duck in your face with some kind of musical instrument, Mickey Mouse, and constantly just zooming out at you. So I don't know. Maybe it's a signal that I'm getting older. Because I don't get the 3D thing. Is 3D cool to other people, or do you find that you get that same sensation that Matt gets, and I kind of get that same deal too?
You know, it's kind of funny because things kind of come around every couple, you know, 10, 20,
yeah.
30 years or whatever.
Yeah.
It was in the 50s, 3D was kind of big, then went away. Then the 80s it came back. It's like every 30 years this 3D phenomenon is coming out.
But it never sticks, because you said it. It's been out a couple of different times, and then it goes away again.
Right. And then they try to improve the technology, and I don't know. Hasn't really stuck yet, so we'll see what happens this time.
Yeah, I'm going to say, definitely for me. If my nephew wants me to take him to the 3D movie, I will. But I don't even think my nephew's 7. No, he's 8. He's 8. And I don't think I think he thinks it's kind of cool if it's a short flick. But he doesn't want to watch a whole movie that way. He starts to look at me and the glasses come off and he doesn't like it. He doesn't want to see the whole thing, and he's 8. So he's that generation coming up, so I'm going to say no. All right, as much as I hate to do it, we have to go to the dungeon here on America Tonight. We have to. I know we're lightening the load, and this is kind of a lighter moment because it's going to make us feel good, I think. And the dungeon this time, I don't like to usually throw someone well-known or famous into the dungeon because who cares. But I feel like I have to do this. It's so disappointing. And I actually kind of liked this guy. I used to sort of watch his show because I thought it was funny. But Jesse James and this stuff with Sandra Bullock, and we don't care about celebrities so much here on America Tonight. We're tackling all that serious stuff, the health care and blah, 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 and things that really affect all of us. Sandra Bullock's life, let's face it, doesn't affect me or Izzy in Missouri or Jeff in St. Louis. Certainly not Mark in New York, although he might think she's cute. Maybe not, because he's a Lady Gaga person. There's a big difference between her and Sandra Bullock. But nevertheless, it seems like, you know, there's something about Sandra Bullock, whether that movie Blindside deserved an Oscar or not, there's something about her being the kind of, you know, the girl next door and treating her crews right and just being that aw shucks girl. Geez, I'm so lucky to be in the business. And you can't find a bad word about her anywhere, okay? And now this guy that she married, this Jesse James, it's up. This is like the Tiger Woods thing. It's the countdown to how many women can you sleep with while professing to the world that your wife is the most incredible person you have ever met on the face of the earth, and you consider yourself the luckiest man. But yet, you just couldn't resist the temptation of those tattooed babes. Four women so far have now come forward, and they claim to have been romantically involved with him at some point during his marriage to Sandra Bullock. The latest one is a model and a businesswoman, so kind of falling out of the pattern of the tattooed porn women, whatever. So here's a scoop. The scoop is, Jesse, man, I hate to do it, but we got to throw your tattooed rear end into the dungeon just so you don't sleep with anyone while you figure this thing out with Sandra Bullock. So without further ado, could we please, Matt, throw him into the dungeon?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, so, again, it's do we care so much? Does it affect our personal lives? No, but I think it's sad. It's just sad to see yet another countdown on. I guess there's something, I guess when the guy somewhere professes that you're the most perfect person, the most incredible babe, whatever, look out. Because there's probably something about another shoe about to drop or something awful about to happen. Matt, you know, you see what I'm saying here with the Sandra Bullock thing? It doesn't affect your life. You could care less. It doesn't affect my life. It's just sad. It's just sad these paths that these guys choose, you know? I don't care if he's separated, single, whatever, his business, but it's the idea of throwing that whole thing out about, oh, she's the most fabulous woman, the light of my life, the soulmate, the whatever. Something about that.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's all the celebrities, they get, you know, these guys get lots of money, lots of power, and kind of have that feeling of untouchability.
That's it. You know, we're on to a theme here in this particular America Tonight. Power corrupts, and the abuse of power, even at its silliest level. And there is something to that. When all of a sudden you go from obscurity to uber fame or decent amount of fame, which Jesse James had some fame and had some money because he started to make some money at his shop and with his television show he did, and he started to do like a restaurant and all kinds of things. So there is probably something to that. Hang with us. Odds and Ends coming up around the bend.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
We did have some breaking news. This happened just a short while ago. They had two big explosions in the subway in Moscow at some stations during morning rush hour. Sad story. At least 37 dead at this point. 10 others wounded. Could be more. This is all according to the information released by Russia's Emergency Situations Ministry. That's what they call it there. No word on whether there's anybody from our country that happens to be part of the group that was killed or injured, because, as you know, there are plenty of people who have opportunity to go to Russia and do go to Russia for different reasons, business, philanthropic reasons. There's still some adoptions, a lot of adoptions that go through Russia, and I haven't heard anything about Americans at this point, but and as to who possibly is claiming responsibility, by the way, for this either. So far, that's not on the board. They're investigating, and at this point, do not know. In the meantime, the president was away from the United States for 6 hours visiting the troops in Afghanistan. Kind of a morale-boosting thing. Gee, thank you for your service again and again and again. That's not so bad, because I don't think you can, frankly, thank the troops enough. It's the first time that Air Force One, with Obama on it, has been to Afghanistan, and probably was such a worthwhile endeavor, I got to say. And in the surprise visit, most of the conversation, which is what we care about, most of what the cameras were rolling on, is the continued partnership with Afghanistan and the idea that he hopes to come back again and again, and he's relying on the backs of the troops to continue to do what they do so well by serving what Obama's calling our vital interests that are at stake in Afghanistan. Earlier, he met with Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, to talk about the government specifically and how he's running the country and what's the security like for the people. Mostly because you have to think of this, the people are illiterate for the most part, and you have to, what's happening is, and we've had guests on who have talked about this, in particular one journalist recently from Afghanistan. If you go to americatonight.net and go to under the category What You Missed, Anand Gopal has come on a couple of different times, and most recently, probably a month ago, we talked to him. And he said the emphasis needs to be on the conversations at the mosque and what the people are saying, because that's where the Taliban is really rallying the people of Afghanistan, since they are, for the most part, illiterate and are following the money trail and surviving and all of that. And to reach the people, you really have to be in the mosque, is what he says, versus anything that's just sort of out there, because most of the people don't even have television sets, so anything that comes over the tube, for the most part, they have no clue about that. So pushing Karzai, I think, is good, because to me, Karzai seems like a snake. He seems like a snake. You know the deal with his brother, and the corruption that has riddled that government, the whole thing with the runoff, oh, forget it, we can't have the runoff thing, because yeah, it's never gonna, it's not going to come out right anyway. But this is the guy that you have to deal with, and we've got our human lives at stake there, our financial and human investment into that country. So he needs to be strong-armed, not a bad reason, I believe, to go to Afghanistan. Although the president said his main reason for the trip was not to arm wrestle Karzai, but was to go and see the troops stationed in the country, to go and visit. You're talking about 80,000, roughly, give or take, that are now in Afghanistan. So there is a big investment there. What kind of a difference is it going to make? The press says all of this makes America safer. Main deal here is, for me, you cannot express enough gratitude to the people who have sacrificed the most. The people who have again and again served, not once, not twice, but three times they've been deployed or more. And the families that have been broken up as a result of this, it's hard to keep those marriages together. And yet there are so many that somehow manage to do that. So it's always good to salute the troops. Wow, this was tough in North Carolina. You know, the tornadoes, of everything that can happen, you still don't get much of a warning when it comes to tornadoes. You know what I always say on America Tonight? You know, once or twice a week we're going to be talking about some severe weather somewhere in the world, most likely in our own backyard. Mother Nature rears her ugly head, and it's North Carolina's turn. There were eight tornadoes touching down. That's at least what some people say, ripping out trees, just plundering neighborhoods, just plunging them into darkness, smashing mobile homes. There's always this description from people who have been through a tornado that it's like a sound of a train. You hear this awful noise. So in High Point, North Carolina, they say at least 20 homes were damaged, slammed. Then besides the eight tornadoes would be scary, but besides the tornadoes, the severe thunderstorms, you're talking about heavy rain and then giant hail. You know it's bad when the weather guy says golf ball-sized hail reported in some areas, and then they upgrade, because you can upgrade the hail, to baseball-sized hail. Take it from somebody who's had two cars damaged with hail damage. Boy, it just, you know the pockmark scenario? I had two black cars, and it looked like just pockmarks all over the cars. You have insurance, but no fun having to deal with that. Better that than something more severe. So there's probably lots of damage from the hail because of the size of the hail. And it's not confirmed, but they say about 8, as I mentioned, tornadoes. They were spotted along the I-85 area between Charlotte and Greensboro. Metal roofing ripped off, trees with clumps, and yellow insulation was flying around. Sadly, you had people that were reported injured, and that was in Linwood, North Carolina. That's outside of Lexington, by the way, for the people who don't know where that is. That huge funnel cloud can do massive, massive damage. And 70-mile-an-hour winds, and as I mentioned, the hail the size that it was, ooh, and it's always so dark when the tornadoes hit. Anybody that's ever been through one can relate to that. And then all of a sudden, it's like the sun is just shines. It's like a flashlight. You go from dark to, so who turned on the flashlight in an instant? It's crazy, crazy weather. But can you imagine driving down the road and seeing one of those twisters? And for some reason, occasionally people, and they're not those crazy storm chasers, occasionally people dupe themselves into thinking that they're storm chasers. I'm going to get out my cell phone. And they drive toward the funnels. It doesn't take a scientist to realize, do not drive toward the funnels. Another one bites the dust in odds and ends. TSA chief coulda, woulda, mighta been. Major General Robert Harding said he has deep regret. He's withdrawn his name from the nomination to lead the Transportation Security Administration. So yet again, nobody is heading the TSA. Of course, the TSA is part of the Department of Homeland Security. Harding was touted as the guy, because he has 35 years of military and intelligence experience. So now the search is on for somebody else. And you know why? One of the reasons why I think he pulled out, he said he made mistakes when a company that he formed overbilled the government in 2004. There's your real reason why. Oh, my, oh, my. All right, if you have any thoughts about this show or anything else that we've talked about previous, or you just have some suggestions, send them to me. AmericaTonight.net.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
So you're telling me there's a chance? It's crazy.